Welcome to Nerd Stalker. I am Adolfo Ferranda, your host. See us at nerdstalker.com and all the places. Nerd Stalker on YouTube. Our channel is Nerd Stalker TV. Nerd Stalker TV, all one word after YouTube. So last night, for those listening, today is Wednesday, May, whatever the heck, was virtual reality night at SF New Tech. SF New Tech are really great friends of ours. They put on amazing technology meetup events in San Francisco, obviously, sfnewtech.com. What I came from the whole thing is that virtual reality is in the super duper, super early stages still, as much as the news likes to imply. Otherwise, we are still very early on. There's not a lot of, well, content is going to be king, is sort of the resonating message of this meetup, and there seems to be a lack of it right now. And that is where a lot of the money is going to, if any, and a recognition that the space is not profitable quite yet. Venture capitalists, you pretty much admitted that we're there, and they are interested in investing in virtual reality, is that it's a long play. Eventually, you'll get there, but right now, there really is no great money to be made. It seems like it's all sort of hardware right now, a lot of stuff running off of Oculus and things like that. Interesting art projects, some ancillary sort of exterior type of devices that'll push hot air to you, literally, like as you're sitting in front of a computer or something, or some warm air or a blast or something like that to give you the sort of enhanced effect if you happen to be playing or experience a video game within virtual reality or something like that. That seems to be a big challenge. Also, motion sickness obviously seems to be a challenge too, as well as the hardware itself and the wiring and all that stuff. So interesting to see real world applications of various things. Oculus did not show up last night, although their hardware was definitely in representing. Mattel was really interesting because they're already in the kids space. I actually bought one of them, Mattel VR devices, for a friend of ours. And although it's cute, you know, it's kind of cool, it's still very sort of static per se, and there is exterior sort of almost like discs and stuff that you buy software for it to render. Or so they know that it's all going to be digital downloads go forward, and they're going to try to move it up in age, because right now it's really strictly for kids, and limited because it is strictly for kids. But by 2017, Mattel's saying that they're going to have like probably an adult, an adult type of device, meaning not just kid content. And no, I'm not talking about porn, you guys, obviously, but other types of experiences. Interesting projects by Codemy, too. Codemy is more of like an art platform for artists who are doing in all kinds of, I'm going to say interesting way too much here, interesting type of VR projects targeting virtual reality, whether that be sort of like your mandala views all over the place or what have you. Check them out, SF New Tech. There's probably a better wrap-up or another wrap-up. VR, still very early. We'll see how quickly they iterate. And advertising, too, is trying to get in the game as well, as you can imagine. So hopefully it gets better and better, because right now it's early stage. Okay.